Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. You may be seated. Good evening to you all. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Do you want to know what the biggest challenge of Christmas is for each one of us? It's remembering what it is all about. Remembering what it's all about. Christmas has become so familiar to all of us that in many ways it loses its impact upon our lives. Let me give you one illustration. As a clergy family, we have moved all over the state of Texas. We've lived in many different little places and many cities. And while going through a search process one time, we could not help but notice this horrible smell in the air. It was hard to describe, but it was a pungent odor. And I looked at my wife and we thought, how can we live here with this awful smell in the air? And you know, I asked some locals about it who were showing us around, and you know what they said? They said that they couldn't smell a thing. I said, come on, what do you mean you can't smell that? Smell what? They had gotten so used to it that they couldn't smell it anymore. And I think that is an illustration about, it says a lot about how we cope with our circumstances, how we cope with our reality, how we just tune things out when it seems unpleasant. Christmas has become so familiar to us that we don't smell it anymore. We don't smell the manger, the shepherds. We hear the stories, the songs, the feel-good experience. It's all become so familiar that we've really forgotten what really happened on that Christmas morning. We've washed out the radical impact of Christ on our lives, the most important part, and turned it into just a sentimental moment. And so I beg you not to let this pageantry of this holy night lull us into complacency. Don't forget that we are, as Isaiah said, the people who have walked and continue to walk in a world of great darkness. Yet Christ's light has come and shone into our hearts. We are the people for whom our burden, the yoke of our burdens, has been broken. Does that story of salvation resonate with you in your own life? Today, in the city of David, a Savior is born to you. God became human. I want you to think about that for just a moment. Sit with that. There's nothing that can become familiar about that. God became human and dwelled among us. The creator of the universe. The creator of all that is seen and unseen has entered into the darkness of our world. He came to be with you and with me. Emmanuel, God with us. You know, when we talk about all of the many miracles of God, the most beautiful is God with us. We often ask, how could this be? But the proper question is why? Why would God come into the messiness of our lives? The blood, the sweat, and the tears of our human existence. Why would God risk rejection, hatred, suffering, evil, and yes, death? You see, the why question is the question that leads us beyond the sanitized version of the pageant and into the earthly reality of the true incarnation of God. And it leads us into God's love for you. God's love for you. Christmas cannot just be a nice sentimental occasion. It's got to be much more. It's got to be our proclamation of who God is and what he has done. It's got to be our confession of faith. The salvation of God has entered our lives today and tomorrow and the next day. You know, just knowing the story doesn't mean much unless we know why he came. And once we've experienced the why of why he came, everything else has changed. At the heart of our faith is a saving relationship. And God has come to deliver you and me from the darkness of our world. So what are the things that are keeping him from coming into your life? Could it be greed? Could it be perfection? Is it ego? Is it estrangement? Is it self-sufficiency? Is it addiction? Is it anger? Is it your deep woundedness? What is it that keeps you from the fullness of life that God has for you? Could it be that we've gotten so used to the stench of our sin that we can't smell it anymore? We've tuned it out. God has come to each of us in the messiness of our lives, in the flesh and the blood. We tend to focus on the pristine power of God and the divinity of God, and we forget his weakness, his humanity. And I submit to you that we won't experience his power and grace unless we first identify with his humanity. The reality of the Nativity is every bit as messy as our own lives. Jesus was born in the squalor of a musty stable with all the human needs, feelings, emotions that we have. He was fully dependent on his poor mother, Mary, and father. He was subject to all the dangers and unpredictabilities of the world. He was hungry and thirsty. He laughed and he cried. He loved and he mourned. He lived and he died, just as we do. There is nothing that you or I have experienced that he hasn't experienced. He came into this world and he left this world in such a way as to encompass all of us, to save us all. The birth of Christ has bridged the great divide between God and us. In Christ, God has said, this is who I am. I know you. I've experienced what you've experienced. I understand you. I love you and I want to be with you forever. And so you see the implications of sanitizing the Christmas story. If we sanitize the birth of Christ, we tune out what God is doing. If we tune out the reality of our own lives, not only is there no Savior, there's no need for one either. But for those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for justice, and for healing, there is hope. There is good news. There is God's salvation. For those who are acutely aware of the pain and darkness of our world, a new light has dawned. A light to walk with us, to show us the way, to show us the truth, to show us the life. The darkness darkness is there, the light has overcome it. So let's remember that the pageantry of this holy night, as beautiful as it is, doesn't have the power to transform us from our condition. Let's remember that the story that we hear is the messiness of our own story being united to the messiness of God's story. It's beautiful because we who are once far away have been brought near to Him, not by anything that we could have done, but by God's desire to enter into the darkness of our lives and to deliver us from our sin. And that's what makes this night beautiful. That's what makes this night special. Let's not sanitize it, clean it up, and make it look like something that doesn't have the power to save us. Amen.